What are you expecting to see on this Cyber Monday 2025?
Record-breaking Cyber Monday for Buffalo, for the nine provinces of Canada, in addition to across the United States. And you'll see record-breaking sales on land and online. The reason why you'll see a record-breaking Cyber Monday after a very strong Small Business Saturday tomorrow, sponsored by American Express, is because of the dock strike. The depth and range of the inventory is deficient because of the tariff problems and all the other issues internationally. So what's happened is the stores have the demand, but they don't have the products to fulfill the demand. So the only way to really get what one needs, whether it's fashion, food, apparel, consumer electronics, toys, or anything else, is go online. And most of your listeners and viewers will have to go to many sites. So, for example, if there's buying men's or women's or children's clothes, you might get the right color, but you can't get the right size. So I found that in many cases, looking for gifts, and our team across America has found the same thing, that you have to go to five to 10 sites just to buy 2 to 3 items, because the in-stock position's poor in stores, and the in-stock position's almost equally as poor in the warehouses that serve the cyber or e-tail or e-retail demand for consumers for this weekend, Cyber Monday, and going into the New Year's holidays.
Which day is really better for savings for people? I know that Black Friday is today, and by the time that we air this, it'll be a couple days before, and it'll be obviously Cyber Monday. But which of those days is really better for savings for people on a regular basis?
Cyber Monday tends to be better. What we've seen is that in Singles Day, which is biggest cyber sale in the entire world, 11/11 or November 11th every year in mainland China, where I do a lot of TV and radio work with Baidu, Tencent, and the other e-retailers. And the media networks, is that they make it people who are either husband and wife, boyfriend or girlfriend, or just casually dating, go out to the stores and also cyber shop and get both online and on land. The difference, and what hasn't been picked up by any of the more regressive retailers in the Americas, in Europe, in the Middle East, and Africa, is it's a perfect promotional day that hasn't been picked up. So with Cyber Monday, what you'll see is not many great bargains today on Black Friday. Only the local merchants, Vidler's, et cetera, in the South towns have great products, great inventory. Some of the others do. But the biggest day is Cyber Monday, because you can shop worldwide. And with Amazon creating a wall, the old proverbial war of the worlds at retail, both online and on land, between Amazon and Walmart.com, the battle shifts from Gettysburg, where the unions claimed victory for blocking the Kroger, Albertsons, and Fred Meyer department stores merger, but the unions and failing to support unionized employers, including with the state attorney general in New York State and the state AGs across America and the Federal Trade Commission. That's really the end of traditional bricks and mortar power malls. So with that, now you have the Battle of Midway, where Walmart and Amazon control land, air, sea on a 360-degree basis, and the Federal Trade Commission's set up a situation for Amazon and Walmart and a few other well-capitalized retailers like Costco to strip mine America, strip mine the world, because the FTC has inadvertently eliminated competition worldwide, especially in the United States, where 42 of the top 100 retailers have gone bankrupt or liquidated since the Federal Trade Commission, the state AGs, including New York State, including Andrew Cuomo, have failed to initiate any antitrust action against the mega retailers who have created oligopolies and monopolies across almost every major country in the world outside of Europe.
Is there any particular industry or any sort of merchandise or anything that's going to be especially hot this Cyber Monday compared to maybe years past?
Toys are going to be particularly hot. Legos, which are always hot, are going to be the hottest for Legos in history. Toys, consumer electronics, gaming is having a requiem. But also with AI, consumer electronics, laptops, devices, accessories, which had a modest year in 2024 and 2023, will have a record-breaking 2025. Dash's markets between food and fun general merchandise and local items will do extremely well, as will Market in the Square, as will Wegmans do exceptionally well, even in the struggles of Boulevard Mall and Galleria Mall. And the outlet stores in Niagara Falls will have record-breaking numbers, highest in history, because the Canadian taxes are the highest in history. The lack of goods is very pronounced and really regrettable, with empty shelves and holes in the shelves. So the Rainbow Peace Bridge and Lewiston Bridge between Canada and the U.S. will really be bringing a lot of tourists with a lot of money. They might not be spending it on the Sabres till Lindsey Ruff turns them around, which he will, but they will start spending the money when they come over to see the Buffalo Bandits this weekend defend their fourth straight world championship in indoor lacrosse, do some fine dining, and do some shopping at the same time. So sports, entertainment, even with the lack of blockbusters from Hollywood, which are really important to generate a lot of Cyber Monday sales around licensed toys and licensed products will be big, and licensed apparel will be very big for Cyber Monday, and also with a relatively mild winter, cotton prices are the lowest they've been in over 160 crop years since the Civil War, so the prices on clothes are the lowest on Cyber Monday. Clothes are a big item. Surprisingly, even gift cards are a big item. But every department's a winner in Cyber Monday, and there are no losers, which has not been the case for nearly a decade.
And are there any sort of scams or problems that online shoppers could face when they look ahead to Cyber Monday this year?
The biggest issue in Cyber Monday is the mega air freight carriers are all grounded since the UPS tragic plane crashes in Kentucky a month ago. The whole fleet across the U.S. and Canada is grounded. So to have those mega carriers, there aren't enough trucks, there aren't enough drivers, there aren't enough tractors, there aren't truck tractors, there aren't enough trailers to deliver all the merchandise. And all the shippers from FedEx to Amazon to UPS to DHL are working really hard, but without air freight and without enough maxi containers who can no longer go through the Panama Canal and circumnavigate the globe around Cape Horn, there'll be a real shortage of goods, because this is the worst year for shipping goods for Cyber Monday through air freight in the last half century.
Very good, Bert. Anything else you care to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
I think the biggest thing is there's an opportunity for things like Cyber Monday to help save Doug Jamel and Boulevard Mall and the town of Amherst, and with great leadership from Mark Poloncarz and Sheriff John Garcia III in Erie County, to turn them into cyber centers, part retail, part educational, part medical, and part cyber for gaming and innovation for people playing games and watching games. So you'll see the new power retail centers include at least a quarter to a third of cyber retail commingled complementarily with typical bricks and mortar and entertainment and great stores like Dash's with signature Buffalo items. So everybody's going to win in the new malls if the town, the county, the cities, and the states subsidize the new power retail cyber bricks and mortar retail centers, unlike the Cuomo family, which gave, politically I'm an independent, so I can say this, the Cuomo family, which gave away over $1 billion in free taxpayer subsidies to Walmart, the wealthiest family in the world, without telling the taxpayers. And between the Cuomos and state and federal government, have given away $6.6 billion in taxpayer-funded money to Amazon to put six of the leading chain retailers out of business in New York State. If we stop giving the subsidies to the richest people in the world and give it more to the entrepreneurs, the Dashes, the Vidlers, the people who have built this community, like the Dashes and the Vidlers, for over 100 years, and Wegman's family certainly too, but Wegman's family gets subsidies, which Dashes and Vidlers don't. There's a real opportunity to go from what looked like a accelerating retail ice age after COVID to what one of my clients, Larry Clark, called a nuclear winter. Now there's no risk of a retail nuclear winter. The big opportunity now for your listeners and viewers is a retail requiem followed by a retail renaissance, which will be the perfect combination of cyber and traditional legacy bricks and mortar retail being commercially complementary in the same power mall locations.